And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. And Kurt Rogers joining us now for our Monday Mortgage Minute. Hello, Kurt. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. John, how are you? Getting ready for Christmas?
Well, just around the corner, sir.
Just around the corner.
Counting the days. So I'm assuming that in the mortgage world, things slow down around Christmas. But this year, that may not be the case.
You are very much correct. There's still a lot of people out there trying to take advantage of these rates. You know, home values are still going up. As you know, we talked about that earlier today. Yeah, it's quite busy.
And we'll talk more about this when you come on Thursday. I've got a couple of articles I want to chat with you about, but the reality is I don't see much of that changing in the you know, near future at all.
No, and I agree with you. And again, as we talked, home values are going to be consistent. They're going to keep going up. The rates are going to stay down just to keep the economy going. They're not going to change that. So there was an article out that there was still about 47% of the people that are paying 4.5% or higher on a mortgage.
Wow. That's high. They could do a lot better
than
that. Yeah, so if you're one of those listening that has a mortgage that's 4.5% or higher, even at this point, Kurt, 4% or higher, if you've got a sizable loan balance, you could save money by calling you.
Actually, there's been quite a few people at 3.25% that I've been able to save them, you know, hundreds just by converting over.
There you go.
Yeah, even if you're in the low threes.
All right. What's on Haystack Help tomorrow?
We're going to be talking with Mike Hills about investment.
Oh, nice.
There's some tremendous opportunities still out there.
All right. That'll be tomorrow on Haystack Help Radio. Kurt, how do folks get a hold of you?
720-895-0500, or then go to the website at aimortgage.net.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. See you Thursday.
You got it.
All right. Take care. And let's go to Ken in Littleton before we take our break. Ken, what's going on today, sir?
I just had two quick comments. One, North Face, well, two things on North Face. One, I heard, I'm not sure, that the guy that ran it died wearing one of his own jackets because it was down and it got wet, unconfirmed, but that's what I heard. Secondly, I'll be glad to look elsewhere. And I agree with your thing about the energy aspect of making that product. And then going to that electric Volt car.
Yes.
You know, we've already got a good fuel out there besides gasoline. Natural gas burns 100 times cleaner than gas.
It does. It's just very impractical on automobiles. Hugely impractical.
And how might that be?
As a car guy, I can just tell you, and as a guy that even owns some CNG vehicles, it's just hugely impractical. The fill-up is cumbersome at best, and the average person would not do well on that end of things. Plus, the storage of the CNG on the vehicle itself, you know, it just takes up space. It's hard to put in a good spot on a vehicle. The design of the vehicle and how you would actually do the tank, it's why we don't have it. It's just not practical. Well, it doesn't work.
Fair enough, but I don't think hauling batteries around that can't hold a charge is a good idea either.
Well, you know, they've come a long way on that end of things, and as somebody that owns one and really own it, just, you know, to test it and see exactly how they work. And again, the thing that they will not tell you in the electric world, and I will because I've got no skin in the game here, you know, the range is dramatically reduced when it's cold out like it is now. In my case, I lose 100 miles when it gets cold. I mean, that's still okay for me. I can still use it on a daily basis. Doesn't harm me in that world at all. But, you know, the other thing about it, Ken, is they're not vehicles that the everyday common, non-house owner, non-homeowner can own. So, you know, the reality is an electric vehicle needs a garage at night. It needs to be on a 220 charger at night. So you need to have the ability to have either a home that you rent and or own that has garage space in it you can park in, which, Ken, what I just said a moment ago when I said that statement, I just eliminated probably half of the drivers on the road by what I just said.
And even if you can do it, I don't know, maybe it's just my flaw, but I'm not there with the electric car. I just don't see it as practical.
You haven't driven one yet.
It's not as versatile.
Because okay. I was the same guy. I was you. And I'm being honest. I'm a car guy. I mean, I've grown up in cars around my entire life. I've done drive radio for 20-plus years. I mean, I'm a car guy through and through. But I'll tell you what, Ken, as a car guy, don't knock it till you drive one. Seriously. All right. All seriously. Right. It is, and I'm not exaggerating. And of all the cars I own, and I've got some really fast, you know, sports cars, exotics, and so on, and I will tell you right now, of all the cars I own, it is by far one of the funnest cars I have to drive on a daily basis, and I'm not exaggerating. That's why I own it.
Oh, along the line of cars, I would like you to, I understand your uncle is a car appraiser, is that correct?
Yeah, he does old cars and classics and things like that. Yes, he does.
I've got a classic car. If you could leave his information with somebody at the switchboard or whatever.
Sure. I'll just put you on hold. I'll text Charlie with that. I got to take a break here. I'll text Charlie. He can give that to you, Ken. I'd be happy to.
I'll hold. Thanks.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it very much. Hang tight. I'll get that to Charlie in just one moment. Mighty Hand Construction, though, is coming up next. And at Mighty Hand, they want to help you with anything you've got to do with either a remodel, an enhancement, a basement refinish, you name it. They're there for you. Great guys. You're not going to miss anything by having them around your house. I can just tell you that right now. They're just solid individuals. Go to klzradio.com or 970-841-9191. And this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Our guest now, Dr. Julie Gatza, joining us. And Dr. Julie, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today? I should say welcome back. You've been on with us before, so welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back on.
No, we really appreciate it. So when it comes to sugar cravings, which this time of the year, let's face it, sugar is abounding. I mean, it's like watching Elf. I mean, you know, like there's a diet of sugar everywhere. How do we kill those cravings?
Well, there's two things that are occurring. Some of them is just you've been eating poorly, you're, you know, not shopping smartly, you've been on a sugar crave, and quite frankly, you just need to clean it up and eat a lot of protein and vegetables. The other one is you're trying to do that, and yet you're still hungry for sugar, even when you've been cleaning up the scene. A lot of that has to do with something called Candida albicans, which is a yeast overgrowth in the gut, and yeast needs sugar to survive. So you think you're weak, you're older, you have no more willpower, and quite frankly, it's because you've been on antibiotics, you've had stress, you've been, you know, eating poorly for so long that you've got this situation imbalanced, and now you have to have sugar to feel good, to have energy, and it's really a yeast situation, and it's so common and so hard to actually pinpoint what's occurring that you start putting yourself down for having a weakness.
Okay. By the way, great advice. And I guess, as always, we're looking for results. So how do we reset? And two questions. How do we reset? And then, given Christmas is just next week, when do we reset?
You don't reset until after Christmas.
Okay.
I've been a doctor for 29 years. It's ridiculous to have anybody, unless they're just desperate to feel better and they're willing to forsake all the holiday festivities, just start a few days after Christmas. I don't care if it's January 1st. You've had it for however long you've had it. But the fact is, you can reset. I used to put a bubble around my practice for somebody that would walk in with a yeast problem because it was so long and arduous to correct. All sugars out, no fermented food, no fruit, you know, protein and vegetables only, and a serious amount of vitamins and different things that we had to throw at this. And there's this product called Colorex, K-O-L-O-R-E-X, and you take one pill for 30 days, and it actually kills off the yeast colonies and resets the system. So if you're gaining weight or trying to fix your hormones or even fix itchy skin and skin problems or acne if you're a teenager, this actually resets something in such a quick way that I will take on every yeast case now as compared to what it used to take without this herb that is indigenous to New Zealand.
And where is the best place to buy that herb for folks that are listening? Where do you buy it at?
You can get onto the website, which is naturesources.com. You can read about the Colorex and find out how valuable this herb is in this country for over 1,000 years. Or you can get onto the 800 number, which is 1-800-827-7656. And literally, it's a 30-day fix. I've only seen a couple of patients need 2 months' worth. And anytime you're on antibiotics, which, you know, every one of us has been on it at least once. Let's just be
sure.
real.
Sure.
And it wipes out not just the good bacteria, I mean, the bad bacteria that you're trying to handle with like an ear infection or a lung or a cold. It wipes out all your good bacteria, and we have good bacteria that we need. Well, antibiotics wipe out all your bacteria, so the yeast says, oh, great, we are just a live, living, creative thing. We need sugar. And so this is where, after a meal, you still need, you know, more to eat. Even though you're absolutely full, you still feel like you're hungry, and this is a yeast situation happening, and it happens from children to elderly.
Okay, question for you. Because for me personally, my largest cravings are after, I don't know why, just after dinner, long day, I don't know, stress, whatever it came, or this might be the issue as well. Why is it worse at night for some people than it is during the day?
Because you aren't eating enough protein for breakfast.
Okay.
Is that true for you?
Depending upon the day, yes.
Yeah, so people are usually eating, you know, a bagel, a coffee, something silly, cereal and coffee, and calling it, you know, full. Well, yeah, you're full, but you didn't put in an adequate amount of food. So after dinner, your body's going, we haven't had enough nutrition. Now we need something to keep the body alive and energetic. And so this is where we crave the ice cream and the sweets and the carbohydrates and all the weird popcorns and things that we eat at night. And it's almost always a skipping of breakfast if it's just a true habit problem, or you really do have a yeast overgrowth, and it's so common, and there's no real obvious test. You can't just go.
Yeah,
and,
that was my next question.
Oh,
is there some sort of a pinpoint people can even do to determine it, or is it just go on this for 30 days and try it?
Absolutely that, because I haven't seen that there is something that's so obvious, yes or no, black and white test, blood test, urinalysis, anything that you can actually do. And, you know, people are confused and they think that it's just they have no more willpower. And it's so simple to correct that, you know, when you take this, sometimes the first 3 days you can have some fatigue, some headaches, and it's all this yeast dying off that you can feel a little less than great. However, you push through the first 3 or 4 days and you take one silly pill a day and you actually handle this thing that really can consume why you think you don't have the willpower anymore.
Okay. I'm a pretty savvy guy. So I'm on the website and I'm looking through it. And if I have to ask this question, I know listeners will be as well. Which product out of all of the many that are on there do I actually buy?
You want Colorex, K-O-L-O-R-E-X. It's a bottle, you take one a day, you take it for 30 days.
But am I looking for the advanced Candida? I don't know if I can pronounce that name.
Candida albicans.
Is that what, that's what I'm looking for?
That is.
Okay.
And they have, you know, different things for, you know, obviously there's more obvious symptoms. In females, they have yeast infections, and you can have toenail fungus. You can have, you know, different things like jock itch and things no one wants to talk about. No one's certainly going to be talking about it at a party. But, you know, there's lots of solutions at our local drugstore that I've had people roll in with suitcases on all the different things that they've been trying. And, you know, I roll my eyes and they roll theirs because they've been dealing with this. And a lot of times they just think, you know, they don't know what's wrong. And they're handling it in so many different ways that this Colorex is really, it's changed how I actually handle anyone who wants to lose weight, who wants to reset the system, who wants to fix the digestive system. When you fix digestion and what's happening in the gut, you actually have a chance to have true health. And it's so mysterious to people. It's no mystery. You fix the gut, you fix your health.
Makes total sense. No, I get it. I will be a guinea pig, test it, and see how it actually works, and I will give people some feedback. How's that sound, Dr. Julie?
I love it. And the other thing, you know, I say it, and it's not from a selling point. Get 2 bottles when you do it.
Okay.
You always need one on the shelf
when
you have an antibiotic situation, when you're under stress,
when
you've been through the holidays, and you have, you know, a 7-year-old child who has dark circles in their eyes, and they're not paying attention in school, and they're, you know, wanting sugar, 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 and not real meals. You know, give it to them. You'll find that all of a sudden they are more able, and anyone is more interested in having a real meal because they don't need the sugar because of unknown symptoms from the body that are happening.
All right, one last time. I've got it in front of me. I want you to say it. What's the website?
naturessources.com.
Perfect.
And the 1-800 number is 1-800-827-7656. And don't forget to use the code radio. If they use the code radio, they can get 20% off their first order.
Perfect. I'll do it. I'll order some tonight, Dr. Julie.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll have you again after the holidays. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right. Take care. Have a great evening. That's Dr. Julie Gatza. And again, you can find her at the website, or find that product at the website. If you just Google her, you can find her all over the place. That's really easy. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks, and they want to help you with all of your vehicle needs. It doesn't matter what it is. They've got some great deals on trucks, SUVs, cars. They've got used, new, you name it, it's all there. And by the way, it's not that far. I went out to Purifoy on Friday, and from Golden to Purifoy at 10 o'clock on a Friday, I made it in literally about 33 minutes. It's not as far as you think. It's as close as any other place in town is. Go up there, see them, and buy a car in Fort Lupton, 303-659-8311.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purifoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, financial planning, and yes, that involves everything from what we talk about with Kurt and your mortgage to what you're doing with Michael Bailey to even might even be what car you're driving. That's where Al comes into play. He's a financial advisor, and he can help you with all of those decisions. That's what he does. Find him at klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. And yes, I will let you guys all know how that goes when I try that after Christmas. So trust me in that. Dr. Michael Bussler joining us now. Dr. Bussler, how are you doing today? We appreciate you joining us. Welcome back to Rush to Reason.
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Let's talk a little bit about the holiday season. Christmas is, of course, a little over a week away. Folks are buying things. Yeah. Black Friday was pretty much a bust. It was not a Black Friday by any stretch of the imagination. Talk to us about all of that and what online shopping is doing, which is pretty much a given.
Yeah, whole different holiday shopping this year than we've ever seen before. So a couple of things. One, 10 or 20 years ago, really the move to online shopping started. So people were buying online, and even before the virus hit, shopping malls were having some problems. Some of them were closing.
Right, right.
And, some of the anchor stores, Sears and Penney's and things, had gone bankrupt. So mostly because people were buying so many things online, there was less need to go. Then the virus hit, shut down pretty much everything. Now everybody had to buy online. So the people that have been doing it, they just continued. And the people that maybe never tried it before said, you know, this really isn't so bad. We can do this. So here we come to the Christmas season. Most retailers do about 40% of their annual sales in the fourth quarter of the year.
Right.
So the Christmas season is extremely important.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, for everybody listening, and most people know this, but just in case you don't, the reason why they called it Black Friday, you know, Michael, is because that's when they went into the black finally.
That's right. And that was really the kickoff of the Christmas buying season. And the retailers, because so many people came into the bricks and mortar stores and shop, the retailers had some ridiculous bargains where they were losing money. In marketing, we say this is a loss leader. So you get something
right.
That's ridiculously cheap. You get the people in the store that buy other things. It was so bad. People used to camp out overnight.
Yep,
in front
that's right.
Of these stores.
Not that long ago.
No. So now, though, because of the virus, you can't go to the stores. So people said, well, I'm buying online anyway. I'll just continue to do it. Once I see a toy or something I want to buy or a gift, oftentimes I don't have to touch it and feel it. So buying online did make sense. So the retailers wanting to make sure that they got that 40% of their annual business in the fourth quarter said, listen, there is no Black Friday anymore. People aren't going to come to the store. We can have our Cyber Monday, but we really need to change the way we've been doing things. So they started selectively the Cyber Monday kind of sales really in the beginning of November, and they stretched it all the way until the end of the Christmas season. So there was no Black Friday. There was a Cyber Monday where they had some super specials, and I think they did $10 or $11 billion that day, so it was very successful. But the buying habits are changing. The one question is, what's going to happen after the virus is resolved? Luckily, today, people finally started to receive a vaccine, so maybe we can see the end of this. But after the stores reopen and things, how are people going to behave? Are they continue to do mostly online, or will they go back into the stores? That's the long
term. You know what? That is sort of the, you know, let's say the billion-dollar questions, Dr. Bussler, really is, will they go back? And, you know, I am one, and I think this is part of what what happens when we have the shutdowns and the things that we have right now is when people when they have new habits that have formed, which to your point, that's what they're doing right now with their buying. When new habits are formed, it's hard to get those old habits back. And I, for one, I think retail's in for a really uphill battle even after, you know, COVID's not ever going to be gone. But once COVID and things get, you know, somewhat back to normal, I think they still have an uphill battle.
Yeah. That's true. Now, the offsetting that a little bit, we hope, is that people need to interact with each other.
They do. That's
true.
Everything
we're doing online here and stuff. Okay, I've been having to teach all my classes all online because we can't meet on campus. I mean, it's not a bad second best solution, but it's not the best solution.
No. So I agree with you. I do, and I'm a guy, by the way. I came out of the automotive world, the retail world, so I understand the interaction and all of that. And by the way, I do think there are certain items that regardless of what happens online, you know, you're still going to go buy them at a brick and mortar store because I for one, personally, for me, buying shoes online, Dr. Bussler, unless it's something that you've already known and worn and you know the exact size, yeah, okay, you can go buy that one online again. But if you're looking for something new and you've never really tried it on and done it that way, and I know that Zappos and other places like that have done well with online shopping for shoes, but that's not me, by the way.
Right. So there will always be some need. Now, the question is, how is the mix going to fall?
That's right.
Fall heavily bricks and mortar and lightly online or vice versa, more heavy online and lightly bricks and mortar. You know, there's one other thing we have to think about. Because a number of states have really shut down, there's about eight of them that have really shut everything down, small businesses are dying.
Yes, they are.
Because the large, like Walmarts and things, because they sell food, they're allowed to stay open and sell everything. Well, the mom and pops that specialize in what they do, they can't stay open. The restaurants, Bloomberg had a story the other day. They estimated 110,000 restaurants are either closed long term or permanently as a result of all these 110,000 restaurants. And New York City is maybe days away from completely shutting down there too. The state of the city as a result of this is I don't know that they're going to recover for a number of years. You know, when people go back to work. You know, we started to see that everybody has to work remotely. Whoever can work, you know, sell remotely. Well, productivity has gone way up. So companies are going to say, wait a minute, why am I spending all this money for expensive New York office space when people working at home and they're even more productive? So there'll be some of that, too, how people are going to work. Are they all going to go back to the offices or are some going to end up working at home?
I think a mixture, frankly, Dr. Bussler. I think in some cases it depends on the industry, what's being done, how much collaboration needs to be done to actually get things done. I don't know. I'm one that I think a good portion of the workforce will come back. I don't think it's going to be all, just like I don't think all retail is going to come back. There's going to be some big shifts. And frankly, Dr. Bussler, and this is something that you know, let's face it, these things happen, these cycles happen, you know, on a consistent basis all through history. Buying habits change, different product mixes change. You know, we get that. I think right now, if I was a retailer, you know, I'd have to be looking at really closely at what do I sell, how do I sell it, and how do I make what I sell needed in brick and mortar, if in fact that's where you're located, and figure out a way to where people have to come see you. Otherwise, you're going to be dead.
Exactly. So the small business person has to offer something they can't get online.
Right.
They have to differentiate their product. Usually it's by offering better service. They explain what you're buying. They tell you what the alternatives are. They'll give you delivery. They'll come to your house and set it up, if it's something like that. So the small businesses are going to have to specialize in something that the big box stores and online don't have.
Correct.
And by doing that, I think they'll be able to survive. I'm just worried about how many are getting wiped out because these small businesses don't have deep pockets. And you shut them down for a year. I live at the Jersey Shore, down beach from Atlantic City. The small business people have to make a year's worth of revenue in about 6 months, roughly from Easter to Labor Day. Well, they're all shut down here. Even now they're open. They're only 25% open.
Right.
And I guess we're keeping the number of virus cases down. But meanwhile, there's all kinds of other
problems. We're killing the business and the economy that goes along with it, Dr. Bussler. Yeah. And by the way, which I think, you know, we're going to see a Joe Biden presidency. And he's another one that says we want to see even a more shutdown than what we've got right now. You know, 100 days of mask wearing and shutdowns and so on. And, you know, Dr. Bussler, our economy can't handle that. I'm sorry. We just can't. Not without huge, huge bailouts that we still got to pay back at some point.
Yeah. The last bailout meant the deficit for last year was $3 trillion for 1 year. You know, the record was only 1.4, so we doubled that. And we can't continue to deficit spend like this either. The total public debt's up to $26 trillion. People say, well, what does that mean? Well, usually economists would say if the debt is less than 1 year's GDP, you're okay.
Right.
If it gets above 1 year's GDP, it's fine. 1 year's GDP is about $20.5 trillion. We're already up to $26 trillion. In debt. So,
and our GDP isn't growing because of what we're doing with the shutdown. So it's even, not only are we growing in debt, but our GDP is shrinking.
Exactly. Exactly. And we have to get the economy back moving. There's only two ways to do that. We either completely reopen everything as safely as possible, or if these governors, and mostly there's eight states that are really shut down, if they continue to do that, the Congress is going to have to pass some kind of a stimulus package. I keep saying I think they're close to passing something, but who knows what's going to happen.
Well, I think, And along those lines, I think a lot of that's going to depend upon what happens in Georgia and who actually ends up controlling the Senate once we get to the first of the year as to how that even goes. Because even though the House, as you know, kind of sets the purse strings, the Senate has to approve that. And I'm not an expert in any of that to know exactly how that would proceed. But a baseline is that. And I also know that the Democrats don't hold enough extra seats in the House to really overcome anything major that the Senate might throw back at them. So you basically could end up with no stimulus package if the Senate doesn't want it. That's how I see it.
It is possible, but I think the mood now is they're arguing on the dollar amount.
Right.
But I think the Senate will agree to something reasonable. The House wants something what appears to be very unreasonable, at least from the Senate standpoint. I think the president at this point, he just wants to get a deal done. So if those two chambers can agree, I think he'll go along.
So do you feel like he'll get that done before he leaves office, or is that something Joe Biden's going to have to do?
I'll tell you, I don't know if the economy can wait until he leaves office. I'm hoping they pass something within the next couple of days, hopefully before the end of the week. Because the economy really needs something now. If you wait much, even if they pass something, it's going to take 2-3 weeks to implement it.
True.
So now you're working well into January. You wait till after the end of January, the economy is going to be in tough shape. Right now, the fourth quarter GDP number still looks to be positive. Now, the third quarter, we had huge growth, and we had a huge decline in the second quarter.
But then we shut everything down during the fourth quarter, so who knows?
Exactly. Well, right now, the fourth quarter is still looking slightly positive.
That's good.
It was looking very positive. But if they start shutting things down the last couple of weeks, it's not going to be good. So we need that stimulus package passed before the end of the year. I'd like to see it passed before the end of the week.
Okay. Dr. Bussler, I appreciate it. How do folks find out more about you and all the work you're doing?
So my Twitter account, where I tweet out all my columns, is at mbussler. That's at mbussler. I have a page on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, just look for Funding Democracy. Funding Democracy.
Perfect.
And all my columns will come up there.
Dr. Bussler, thank you as always. I appreciate it. We'll have you back after the first of the year, sir.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Appreciate it. Have a great evening. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. Don't forget Cooper Tires at Cost. And as we get into some more snowy weather tonight, and I think there's even some more weather coming next week, make sure you're ready to go, especially if you're heading out over Christmas. Make sure your vehicle's in top working order, and Extreme Auto Repair can do that for you. Find them at klzradio.com or call directly at 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
All right, Kevin Flash, he would love to help you. If you've been involved in an accident, as I said earlier, even on the body shop, you know, collision side. On top of that, though, if you need some help with things that may be happening with the insurance company or not happening with the insurance company, that's where Kevin Flesh comes into play. Give him a call today, 303-806-8886, or find him at fleshlawfirm.com, and it's spelled F-L-E-S-C-H, fleshlawfirm.com.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Networks change, benefits change, prescription plans change, and premium costs go up. So you want an independent broker who will compare plans from many different insurance companies, hunting for the right coverage at the best price for you. Group Insurance Analysts. 303-423-0162.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And if you missed our first or second hours, you can always catch those on our podcast. Just go to the website, rushtoreason.com. We typically have those up the next morning after the show, so it's pretty easy to do. And we talked in the first couple of hours about, you know, several announcements that were made today. The Electoral College voted today, and of course, I think barring something I know nothing about or what could even happen, Joe Biden will be your president. I said earlier that if you're interested in buying any kind of a gun, firearm, I would suggest you get that done now. Not that he's going to shut down the purchases of guns, but I can already tell you that it's already been trending up. It's a two-day wait time in Colorado right now to buy a gun, and I can anticipate that going up. I know that they will do their best to try to keep that wait time down, but the reality is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will become the best gun salesman in America rather quickly if they aren't already. So just giving you advice. I would also tell you that if you're a business owner, as you start looking at your taxes for not only 2020 but 2021 and you start planning ahead, I realize that a lot of it will hinge on what happens in Georgia and whether we're successful there or not in retaining the Senate. But if you're a business owner and you're looking at your tax bill or even future tax bills, I would make sure that you're doing all of that as wisely as possible, knowing that Joe Biden could easily chunk into make your tax bill go up. In other words, he'll chunk into the savings that you currently have under the Trump tax plan. I could easily see that changing. I've got another article in here that talks about Joe Biden's minimum wage ideas. He wants a $15 minimum wage hike, which, as I've talked about many, many times on this show, does not, at the end of the day, help anyone, including those workers, because all a minimum wage hike does is drive the overall price of everything up. It just creates inflation because they're falsifying what somebody's worth. And don't want to get into the bottom line economics of what minimum wage actually does, but in essence, as minimum wage goes up, so do the prices that it takes to make that minimum wage happen. And or, as the article I have today says, companies are preparing to cut jobs and automate if Joe Biden gets his $15 an hour minimum wage. Because that's the other thing people will do, companies will do, is if the bottom line wages get too expensive, well, then the bottom line worker just goes away. They figure out other ways to automate, or they raise prices, or they do whatever they have to do to accommodate that, because at the end of the day, they can't just arbitrarily go through and raise prices or raise wages without raising prices to counter that. It really, folks, this is basic economics. It's not that difficult to figure out. Joe Biden, of course, doesn't care about basic economics. And I said this earlier in the show. Please don't think for one second that, you know, the Harrises and Bidens of the world don't understand the things I'm talking about. They understand full well what I'm talking about. They just choose to do it their way. They know full well that raising minimum wages raises prices overall, that it can even put some businesses out of business. They don't care. And if you think for one second that they're in it for the small guy, that they're in it for the small businessman and woman, they're not, folks. They're in this for big business. Joe Biden, it's very well known now, especially with what's happened with Hunter Biden, it's very well known now that Joe Biden is controlled by Communist China. There's an article that came out today talking about Communist China and how many people they've got infiltrating all the different organizations around the world, and including America. You know, the board seats some of these people take, or some of the key positions that they hold inside of companies across the globe. I mean, I'm talking everything from, you know, big name places like, you know, Land Rover, and on down the line we go. I mean, these are These are high-level individuals that have been placed there by Communist China, by the regime. And if you think for 1 second they're not taking their marching orders from, what's his name, Xi? Is that his name, Charlie? Is that the president of, or not president, but the dictator of China? Is it, am I saying it right, Xi or Xi? I think it's Xi. If you don't think for 1 second they're not taking their marching orders from him, you're crazy. If you don't think for 1 second that Joe Biden is going to take his marching orders from Xi, you're crazy. How in the world enough people voted to get Joe Biden in as president is honestly flabbergasting. It's beyond me. But I frankly don't see it. That's why I do feel like in my heart of hearts that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. But, you know, it is what it is. What are you going to do at this point? They've basically tried every legal array that they could to try to get this thing taken care of and to no avail. So you're going to have Joe Biden as your president. Was it a stolen election? Yeah, I think so. Am I going to cry over it? No, you move on. You do what you have to do. That's what business people like I do. I can't sit around and cry about it, but you move forward and you take care of business. That's all you can do. Life goes on. I'm not going to begrudgingly go home, stay in a cave or scream or cry in the car like Democrats do. That's not what I do. That's not what we do. You pick yourself up, you keep moving on and try to win the next election in 2022 and then the next big one in 2024. That's what we do. There's no other option. But $15 minimum wage hike coming out of the Biden administration, by the way, is not going to fix anything. In fact, we just talked to with Dr. Michael Busser a moment ago. All you do is throw the economy into a bigger downward spiral by doing so. So hopefully somebody will come alongside Biden. And even though he's promised some of those things, just because a politician promises something doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen unless your name is Donald Trump, then it does. But let's hope in Joe Biden's case, he promises a lot of things that he won't be able to deliver on. That'll help all of us out at the end of the day. So let's take our last break of the day. We'll come back, finish things off a little bit. If you got a comment you want to make, feel free to call. We won't have a lot of time. Minute or two left is all. 303-477-5600. Achana Kitchens is next. Anything you need for your kitchen, give them a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. Get the week started off right, then we'll head in next week into the Christmas season, and then we're about done for the year. There's not much left after that. So hopefully all of you have got your Christmas shopping done and got everything taken care of. If not, it's really tough to get those things done on the retail basis because what I've seen on my own is, in most cases, you're going to the mall and waiting in line. There's an article that I was going to cover today that I may come back to at a later date. And it might even do this to where we get some folks involved, especially those of you that drive for Uber Lyft. I know Dan, my old co-host, drove for Uber Lyft for quite some time and figured out a way to actually make some money doing that. But in general, there's an article in Jalopnik today. Actually, it was Friday's article. Basically says, I paid $250 to drive for Lyft last year. In other words, this was a particular individual that went through all the motions, got set up, got their vehicle ready to go, did what they needed to do. And by the time they were all done with the 150,000 miles they put on their Chevy Sonic, they racked up nearly 10,000 rides. They drove 40 hours a week. At the end, when it was all said and done, this particular gentleman it cost him $250 for the year to drive for Lyft. In other words, he didn't make any money at the end of the day. So not only did he not make minimum wage, but he didn't make any money whatsoever. Now, I know there's ways where you can do it and actually make money. You have to be very wise and smart in how you do that. Not going to give any secrets away because I know some of those from what, you know, Dan was doing. But what I'm going to say is this. Always read the fine print and understand what you're getting into. And I also am one to say that I don't think Uber Lyft ever thought of it as being a alternative to your day job. I think the way those guys built the model was it would be used for people wanting to make some extra cash. It would be used as, college kids, things along those lines. Again, an article that I may get into later in the week as we have time, but it's an interesting article. I'll try to break it down for everybody. In the meantime, have a great evening. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. Otherwise, myself, Charlie, and Andy will be back tomorrow. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.